seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky-tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Chris Jarrett.
A six-game series continues to roll on as the Riders and Hooks play game two of a six-game set tonight with a 6:35 first pitch from Whataburger Field. Hi, folks. Happy Wednesday night to you, and welcome back to the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco able to hop off what was a two-game skid, a little mini-losing skid, as they dropped the last two last weekend series against San Antonio. The Rough Riders with a 5-3 win last night at Whataburger Field, and it was a bit of a back-and-forth contest. Frisco certainly had to endure some momentum that the Hooks had. All three runs for Corpus Christi scored on the long ball. The Hooks had back-to-back solo shots in the fifth and one in the bottom of the seventh, but the Rough Riders just a little bit more complete and offensively more things working for Frisco. They scored two in the top of the first, and then Corpus Christi with two in the bottom of the fifth. So a tied 2-2 game going into the seventh inning. And the Riders got two runs thanks to an RBI triple from Jax Biggers. It's his second of the season, and both of those coming in this month of August as Biggers continues what's been an incredible surge. And when they really need him, he's been playing some outfield in the absence of Zavala and Harris. And it's been Jax as well piecing it together at the plate. Those two runs gave Frisco, at the time, a 4-2 lead. Corpus Christi got one in the seventh. It was a 4-3 ball game. And then Luis Angel Acuna in the eighth. His second double-A home run pushed the Riders back out in front by two, and it was enough. Grant Anderson got his fourth save of the year. And for Anderson, it's his fourth save in his last five games. He continues to be the late guy that the Riders choose to call on in those moments, and Anderson delivered again last night. Two strikeouts in the ninth despite a two-out walk, and faced the tying run at the plate and was able to handle them with strikes. Tim Brennan, four innings last night, only one strikeout and two walks. He gave up three hits but no runs. Matt Wivenis, recently joining the Rough Riders bullpen staff, he came in about last weekend's in the 12 game homestand. It was Wivenis in his second outing with Frisco. He gave up the back-to-back solo shots, but he bounced back nicely after that. No hits, two strikeouts after the first two home runs. Josh Smith gets the win now at 3-0 this year with three strikeouts in an inning and a third. And we saw Jaden Murray last night start the ball game with 5 1/3 innings of work. He had 5 Ks, 2 walks, 2 runs allowed on 5 hits. Those 2 runs came for Frisco, of course, in that top of the first inning. After that, boy, Murray really was able to hold things down and get Corpus Christi to the sixth inning. But that was when Jonathan Sprinkle allowed 2 earned runs on the RBI triple from Biggers. 3 walks for him, and they came back to bite him. Michael Horrell, an inning and 2/3 last night for the Hooks before Johanse Torres came in. He walked 2 batters, but Frisco nothing going in the top of the ninth. They picked up the win. Frisco now at 59-50 on the season. 22-17 overall in the Texas League South. And with Midland falling last night, the Riders began the series 3 games out of first. They woke up this morning 2 games out of first as they were able to topple Corpus Christi last night along with Midland's loss at home against Amarillo. Hoping for the Sod Poodles to continue to play inspired ball, they really lit up the scoreboard last night. A team that normally does it in Hodgetown, they did it on the road in Midland, Texas last night. We'll talk about the full scope of the Texas League scoreboard tonight and some final scores that happened last night and how it affects the Texas League standings in the second half. Just getting started with our coverage from Whataburger Field tonight. Frisco and Corpus Christi playing game two of a six-game series, and first pitch coming up at 6:35. Stepping aside on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Time now to take a look at the Texas League scoreboard in terms of last night's action. We talked about Amarillo in Midland. The Sod Poodles led 8-2 going into the fifth inning. The Rockhounds tried to play close in late. They scored 2 in the fifth, 3 in the sixth inning, but Amarillo able to hang on last night. 10-7 the final, along with Frisco's 5-3 win. Looking at the second half in the Texas League South, now the Rockhounds continue to lead the way at 25-15. Frisco at 23-17, two games out of first in the second half. Pretty interesting. If you look at the top four teams in the South in the second half, with Midland, Frisco, Amarillo, and San Antonio, all four of those have played 500 ball in their last 10 ball games. So really the opportunities there, it's the Rough Riders now with a winning streak starting in last night's 5-3 win. Midland has dropped their last two. They play it at 16-8 on the road, but the Rockhounds in the second half, for whatever reason, are 9-7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark, hoping that Amarillo can continue to chip away. But with that, the Sod Poodles would make up some ground, and all the work that Frisco did against Amarillo to remove them from that first, second, third, top of the pack in the South, Amarillo would likely gain back, taking games from first place Midland. So that would thicken things back up for the top spot in the South. Wichita leading the North by 5 games, and that race continues to get more and more distant from first and second. Springfield trailing Wichita by 5 games. The Windsurge have won 9 of their last 10. They really started it in a strong finish to this series against Corpus Christi, and that was in Wichita. So they played it really, really well lately, and they look to continue it. Some starting times for tonight's slate of games. Looking at the Texas League South scoreboard for tonight, Amarillo and Midland already underway. That one in the top of the first as they started just a few moments ago at 6:30. Arkansas Springfield starting at 6:35 along with our ball game, and then our 7:05 departures of Tulsa, Wichita, and San Antonio in Northwest Arkansas. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, see if we can come back and take a look at starting lineups and our pitching matchup in Game 2 of our 6-game series. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. so sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back now quickly to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup. First for the Riders, it's the right-hander Jack Leiter. Leiter making his 18th start of the season. Of course, the Rangers' first rounder, the second overall pick in the recent 2021 MLB draft. Leiter, just the second time facing Corpus Christi, the first coming all the way back on May 20th when he gave up 7 earned runs on 6 hits. He did strike out 6 batters and walk 1 in 3 2/3, but of course looking to do better than 7 earned on 6 hits. The last couple of goes for Leiter have been solid. Looking at his what's now 16 and a third innings of work spanning his last 3 starts, and it's been 6 earned runs in that time. But back on July 30th in Springfield, 1 earned run, 4 strikeouts, and 5 2/3. On August 5th and August 11th at home against Amarillo in San Antonio, 3 earned runs in 5 innings, 4 Ks, and then against the Missions, really solid, 7 strikeouts in 5 2/3. Just 2 earned runs allowed. On the other side of things, the right-hander Jose Bravo going for Corpus Christi. It'll be Bravo's 13th start, but his 20th appearance of the season. Bravo is 5-4 overall and a 4.83 earned run record to go at his line this season. Bravo faced the Rough Riders on May 19th, 3 strikeouts in 4 2/3, and then he faced them one more time on June 29th with 4 strikeouts, scoreless, 3 2/3 innings of work. See if we can quickly look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the Rough Riders, the third baseman Jonathan Ornelas at the top of the card. The second baseman Jax Biggers batting second. At first is Blaine Krim batting third, and Justin Foscue, the designated hitter, in the cleanup spot. Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop, bats fifth, and Trevor Hauver in left field making his Rough Riders debut. He'll be batting sixth. Josh Stowers in center batting seventh. Miguel Aparicio in right field batting eighth. And the catcher, Scott Capers, rounding out the bottom of the order. Quickly for Corpus Christi, the catcher, Cesar Salazar, at the top of the order. Right fielder, Joe Perez, batting second. Quincy Hamilton in center, bats third, and Will Wagner at first in the cleanup role. 5-6-7 of Whitcomb, Kessinger, and Stubbs for Corpus Christi. All of those in action in last night's game. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Edwin Diaz. We see him for the first time in this series. And rounding out the bottom of the order, the designated hitter, Ross Adolph. He was the leadoff hitter in last night's ball game. National anthem time from Whataburger Field. Zach Bigley joins us for game 2 of our 6-game series next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
It's game two of a six-game series in Corpus Christi, Texas. Right on the bay, the Rough Riders look to win the first two games of this series. Jonathan Ornelas set to go as he stands in from the right side, and so are we here on the Riders Baseball Network. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along for game two of the series. Ornelas in for the right side against Jose Bravo, the right-hander who has his sign back into his wine, and away we go from Corpus. Soft grounder foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. We're underway at 6:38 in the p.m., just 3 minutes tardy here at a Whataburger Field. It's a humid day, as it normally is here in Corpus Christi. It's 88 degrees, our real temperature. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Smashed into shallow right field, and that one falls in for a base hit. But Jonathan Ornelas goes to the opposite field and picks up a base hit. He went hitless yesterday, though walked three times. And today he wastes no time.
Second baseman, number 19, Jack Spitters.
Second pitch of the ballgame, singling the opposite way. I mentioned 88 degrees is our temperature. Our feels-like temperature, 102.
Ooh, humidity singing.
73% humidity. Here's Jack Spitters now. Ornelas takes his lead from first in the pitch. Sizzles across the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. 17-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. And we will see the wind come into a factor in this ballgame today.
Big time.
Throw goes over to first. Ornelas was just one step away from the bag, and he's back in easily. Rough Riders with an opening series win last night, 5-3. Snapping a little mini skid for them. Get back in the win column. 0-1. Just outside to Biggers, and the count goes to 1-1. And this is a trend that has continued throughout the whole year as the Rough Riders playing very good away from Riders Field for whatever reason as they win as soon as they get on the road after losing a series at home to San Antonio. The pitch just a hair inside. It misses to Biggers, and it's now 2-1. Away from Riders Field, the Rough Riders are 31-21, while they're 28-29 at home. Unexplainable for Frisco this year. 2-1. Flared foul left side, and the count goes to 2-2 on Biggers. He had himself a heck of an opener yesterday, going 3-for-5 with a double, a triple, a single, 3 RBIs, and a run scored. And he continues to hit the baseball very well recently, hitting 400 over his last 10 games. It's all in the month of August. Ornelas leads from first. Bravo steps off and takes a look at him.
Corpus Christi has the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuits today, their alternate identity here at Whataburger Field. The pitch. Lined up the middle and snared out of the air on a dive by the shortstop Edwin Diaz off to his left. Oh, what a play. Two steps and an all-out dive behind the second base bag. He was able to pull it in, and he robs Jax Biggers of a single. You won't see a much better play from a shortstop.
No, and we mentioned that this is Diaz's first game in the series, and boy, he saw that one all the way. That was a good alignment. It wasn't blistered off the bat of Biggers. It had some hang time to it, and it made it possible for him to range that down.
Here's Blaine Krim now, and it's outside on the first pitch. One ball, no strikes.
You mentioned how Biggers has really been swinging it well lately, and especially last night. It had a lot to do with Ornelas in front of him on the batting order, getting on base for the RBI spots.
Those three walks last night really helped. 1-0. Low of the zone, 2-0.
Had a stolen base in the first inning, and that's what set up that RBI double. And a good start is what got Frisco going and kind of gave them an early advantage last night. And a leadoff base hit for Ornelas is great. Biggers got good contact. Let's see if Blaine Krim can keep him moving.
Rough Riders with those two runs in yesterday's first inning. 2-0. Catches the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. Chris Presley Murphy is behind the plate, calling balls and strikes. Steven Rios Jr. down the first baseline, and Michael Carroll is our third base umpire today. Throw goes over to first. Ornelas is back in. That stolen base yesterday is ninth of the season. Rough Riders entering into today's ballgame at 23-17, 59-50 overall in the season. First record in the second half of play. 2-1. Krim swings, chops on the ground, left side. Shortstop Diaz bobbles his only play to first. He flings it wide to the first base bag, and it clangs off the sidewall. Ornelas moves from second to third, and the Rough Riders have runners on the corners with just one out.
Man, that's a huge fumble, Zach, on the left side of the infield after Diaz made an amazing play to keep Ornelas at first and get the first out. That gets you out of the inning, and instead everybody's safe. Couldn't even get the one throw to first base. We played a fairly clean ball game last night, only one inning. One error, I should say. And that one's tough to see come so early for Corpus Christi.
You mentioned the amazing play before that. Great to see the wild throw. Here's Justin Foscue. First pitch is on the upper edge. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, this is the guy you want up at the plate in this kind of situation if you're the Rough Riders. Foscue, especially in the first inning, has been a huge run producer. He had an RBI single yesterday in the first in a 2-for-4 game. 0-1. Change up on the inside corner for a strike from Bravo. 0-2. On the season, Foscue hitting .294, 10 homers, and 58 runs batted in. Among those with at least 50 games this year for the Rough Riders, he has the highest OPS at .864. Pitch in. He swings, pops it sky high back behind home, and that one will get into the seating bowl. Nails a chair, and then caroms down towards the field of play and in the seats. Still 0-2. Jose Bravo has been slightly less effective here at home with a 5.06 ERA at Whataburger Field as opposed to a 4.63 ERA when Corpus Christi takes the bus. 0-2 to Foscue. Here she comes. In the air out to left center field and shallow. Quincy Hamilton coming in. Stubbs in from left. He makes the catch. Ornelas tags. He's headed home, and the throw is way up the third baseline. Ornelas comes in to score. Krim tags, moves to second, and the Rough Riders are on the board. Sack fly for Justin Foscue on an 0-2 pitch. And the Rough Riders strike first, just like they did last night in the first inning. It's 1-0.
Well, and I like that decision. It's not very deep into left field, and Stubbs, the first baseman last night, now in left. Go ahead and test them early and see if they can make a play at the plate to keep it a clean inning. You like the speed from Ornelas. He comes in to score. Like the roll of the dice early.
Here's Luis Angel Acuna, the pitch. He swings, gives it a ride out to deep left field. Stubbs back into the alley. He's under it, and he puts it away. So Acuna flies out to left to end the inning, but the Rough Riders do get on the scoreboard. A sacrifice fly from Justin Foscue, and it's 1-0 Frisco. So we go to the bottom of the first, and Jack Leiter takes the hill, and we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
Jack Leiter takes the hill for the Rough Riders with the lead in the bottom of the first inning. 1-0 Frisco on a sacrifice fly for Justin Foscue. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you for the second game of the series here in beautiful Corpus Christi, Texas. We are right on the port of Corpus Christi. You can see the water beyond left field. It'd be really hard to hit a homer into the water. It's pretty far out there, but we can still see it. See some barges passing by as well. And we are ready to go for the bottom of the first inning. A rarity, it's a catcher leading things off. Cesar Salazar in from the left side. He had a homer yesterday, and he's homered now in 3 out of his last 5 at-bats. Stands in against Jack Leiter. Right-hander looks over the top of a bright red glove. Back into his wind in the first pitch. Inside, it's 1-0 on Salazar. Over 63 games, Salazar hitting .295, 12 homers, and 42 runs batted in. Leiter offers. Broken Matt Flair down the right side, dropping towards the corner, and it drops in fair. Picked up by Aparicio. He fires it back in, but Cesar Salazar starts things off with a broken bat single down the right side.
That's each team with a broken bat single to begin the ball game.
And each team on the second pitch as well. A little symmetry in the top and the bottom of the first.
Yeah. You mentioned the wind certainly going to play a factor in tonight's game. Last night, the 4 home runs felt like more home runs than Frisco had seen in a single ball game in a long time, a team that hasn't really hit that many, and San Antonio and Amarillo did not really produce many either.
First pitch to Joe Perez is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And 3 solo home runs last night for Corpus Christi. Luis Angel Acuna also homered. The pitch is fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders winning 5-3, though. It's been a tough go for Corpus recently. Actually, both these teams have played pretty similar baseball in terms of wins and losses over the last couple weeks here in August. The Rough Riders went on a 7-game winning streak before losing the series to San Antonio. Here's the stretch. And Leiter rocks in the 0-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still 0-2. Well, similarly, Corpus Christi, they went on a 6-game winning streak, which was their season long, from July 30th to August 5th. And then since then, they've lost 8 of their last 9. Now, both these teams trying to get back on their winning ways, as the Rough Riders were able to do last night. 0-2. This is outside, and the count goes to 1-2 on the right fielder.
And I think that's just who you're matched up against. I mean, we talked about a really good Wichita team is who Corpus Christi had to take on. I think anyone right now would have a tough time stringing wins together against them, and then San Antonio's rattled a few off.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Blew a fastball by him at 94 miles an hour, and Jack Leiter has strikeout number one. That's the Jack Leiter you want to see going straight after hitters, and Joe Perez saw five pitches but just one ball in that at-bat. First strikeout for Jack Leiter, and here's Quincy Hamilton.
We mentioned the last time out for Leiter, it was the walks in the first inning. So to see him with a strikeout here early is huge.
First pitch. Just misses outside, 1-0. And that's the thing. He walked the first three he saw in his last start against San Antonio. And two of those runners came in to score in the first inning. So big for him to get that first out. Runner at first, one out, 1-0 in bottom of the first, Rough Riders lead. The pitch is high and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Jack Leiter this season overall, 3-8, a 5.56 ERA, making his 19th appearance in his 18th start. 69 and two-thirds innings, 79 strikeouts to 41 walks. He ushers in the 2-0. Ground ball to the right side of the infield. Biggers has it from second onto Acuna at short for one. Throwback to first is not in time as Hamilton beats it out. And it's a fielder's choice that goes 4-6, putting a runner at first with two outs here in the first inning.
And Quincy's got a lot of speed. We saw him in the outfield, and he's in center field tonight. That's a really tough double play ball for Biggers at second. One that comes in, and of course you have to torque your body all the way to second. Good to get the leadoff man and the second out for Leiter. Just need that third out. That was a bit of an issue for him, as we talked about his box score the last time out against San Antonio.
First pitch into Will Wagner. Clips the outer edge for a strike. Curveball from Leiter in its own one. The third out eluded him at times, and that's what's driven up his pitch count at times this year as well. We'll see him try to get a little bit deeper in ball games. He's ready from the stretch and fires over to first. Hamilton back in. Playing just his ninth game here in Corpus, he's 1-for-2 in stolen bases. Hamilton comes in as the number 29 prospect in the organization, according to MLB.com. He's the only position player here on Corpus on the top 30. 0-1. Slashed foul off the facing of the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuits dugout on the left side. 0-2. Try saying that fast. That's their alternate identity. That's what they're playing as tonight here at Whataburger Field. Hooks is a lot easier to say.
And a little more menacing. those honey butter chicken biscuits, they'll get you. Yeah, I like
more menacing to the stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah. 0-2, high and outside. One ball, two strikes. Two outs in the first, 1-0 Rough Riders. Just a beautiful setting for a baseball game with the Harbor Bridge off beyond right field extending into center, heading over the port of Corpus Christi. Leiter steps off, wants to redo the signs. Hurricane Alley Water Park just beyond right field. See the water park slides. Get the nice sea breeze floating through. 1-2. Got him swinging on a high fastball, and Jack Leiter has two strikeouts in a nice first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Couple Ks for Leiter. He's looked good so far. 1-0 Rough Riders to the top of the second. From Corpus on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders carry a 1-0 advantage to the top of the second inning from Corpus Christi, Texas. Trevor Hovers set to make his AA debut, stepping in from the left side, the former Arizona State Sun Devil, going out of left field today for the Rough Riders. Frisco getting their one run and a sacrifice fly from Justin Foscue in the first inning. One back by Bravo in the first pitch. Just outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Trevor Hover coming over to the Rangers organization in the Joey Gallo deal last year. One back in the 1-0. Just inside, it's two balls and no strikes. A four-player return for Gallo for the Rangers. And we've seen three of them now. Glenn Otto, the only one we didn't see. He's in the big leagues as a pitcher. The pitch. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. The other two, Josh Smith and Ezekiel Duran, both with the Rough Riders, with Duran this year. Pitch is rifled foul right side, and the count goes to 2-2. And then Josh Smith last year with Frisco. And now Trevor Hover. One back from Bravo in the 2-2. This is outside. Three balls and two strikes to Hover, and this is what he can do. Just like Aaron Zavala when he came up to the Rough Riders, Trevor Hover, a walk master at High A Hickory. One back in the payoff. Hard grounder through the right side. Base hit. Trevor Hover wastes no time in his first AA at bat. He picks up his first AA hit. He singles through the right side. Rough Riders a leadoff base runner here in the second. Josh Stowers takes his turn now. Trevor Hover, when he left Hickory, was the leader in the South Atlantic League in walks with 69. Well, he leads off of first, and Josh Stowers climbs in. First pitch is fouled off on the ground, left side, it's 0-1. Stowers a 209 hitter, 6 homers, 37 runs batted in on the year. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the second. The addition of Trevor Hover, who is out in the outfield. Rough Riders' lineup continues to deepen. Bravo from the stretch, he delivers. Inside corner, a strike of the knees, and it's 0-2. A lot of new faces in this Rough Riders order and on the pitching staff as well. Bravo ready from the stretch. And the right-hander delivers. Just high of the zone. And it's one ball and two strikes now to Stowers. You look at the Rough Riders lineup. There are very few guys who are on the opening day roster who are now in this lineup. Stretch in the pitch. Cued off the end of the bat, foul back to the on-deck circle where Aparicio gobbles it up. One ball, two strikes here on Stowers. Stowers is one of them. It's Stowers, Krim, and Ornelas are the only three who are on the opening day roster for the Rough Riders. Three out of the nine. Stretch in the pitch. High drive, deep to left field. Stubbs gives up on it. This one is way out of here. Josh Stowers picks on a curveball and smashes his seventh home run of the year. A two-run shot makes it 3-0 Frisco in the second. That thing was destroyed to left field. Stowers didn't miss it. First two batters, single and homer. And the Rough Riders find themselves up 3-0. Miguel Aparicio, but first a mound visit. Pitching coach Thomas Whitsett Actually, they're just going out to deliver him a towel. It gets pretty humid here, so making sure to wipe this sweat off. 3-0 Rough Riders, top of the second inning, 2-run home run for Josh Stowers. A second Rough Riders home run here in the second game of the series. Luis Angel Acuna homered last night. First pitch. Aparicio bunts it up over the hill, and what a catch by Bravo. He makes the catch out of the air. It was a bunt straight back to the hill, and it went up over the mound where Bravo had to reach back, but instead of going basket style, he went backhand style over his head, reaching back, and he made the catch. Well, a very odd play. Well, that's the first down, and here's Scott Capers. Pitch in. Off the outside corner, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Rough Riders leading 3-0 in the second inning with one out. Base is clear. Pitch into Capers. Ground ball foul off of the left side. 1-1, 1-1. Scott Capers is one of those new faces with the Rough Riders. A draft selection in 2018 by the Rangers out of Valparaiso. And for the most part, he's been a backup catcher during his time with the Rangers and kind of a light hitting one. But this season, he has really exploded offensively. The pitch right off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Through his time with Hickory alone, his 37 games there, already a career high for most games played in a single season. 2-1. Swings and misses on a pitch low of the zone. And it's 2-2. And he just continues to build on that. Also a career high, 8 long balls in Hickory. Bravo has his sign. He's back into his windup, 2-2. Pop foul back behind home, and it's still 2-2. We have home run distance and exit velocity on that home run for Josh Stowers. It was 103 off the bat and 373 feet to left. Impressive stuff from Stowe. 2-2. Cued off the end of the bat, foul back behind home. Ornelas makes the play in the on-deck circle. 2-2 on Capers. The pitch in, misses down in the dirt. 3-2. Capers works it full in the second inning. Right-hander winds and offers in. High pop-up on the infield, left side, and when Diaz, the shortstop under it, he puts it away. 2 outs. Top of the card now, and Jonathan Ornelas. He singled to right his first time up. For Ornelas, it was hit number 130 on the year. Hitting 309 this year. First pitch. He attacks it and hits it in the air out to center right at Quincy Hamilton. Jogs in a couple steps, and he makes the catch out in front of his ballpark. Ball cap, I should say, for the final out of the second inning. Side comes to a close. 2 runs across, though, for the Rough Riders on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Josh Stowers with a 2-run homer, and the Rough Riders carry a 3-0 lead to the bottom half of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end? Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back to work in the bottom of the second inning. Rough Riders leading 3-0 in the first pitch to Shea Whitcomb. Comes across in the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Whitcomb went 0-4 in the series opener, but he's been hitting well recently. Wind back in the 0-1 pitch from Leiter. Off the outside corner and low, it misses. One ball and one strike. Whitcomb over 1,000 OPS in the last couple weeks. He's ready from the right side as Leiter looks over the top of his glove. 1-1. That finds the outside corner. A called strike at the thigh high level, and it's one ball and two strikes. Strong first inning for Jack Leiter. Two strikeouts and only allowed a broken bat single. He winds in the 1-2. Way off the outside corner, it misses. And it's two balls and two strikes. The first inning so crucial for Leiter all season long, and you expect it to be crucial again today, especially that big zero in the first inning. 2-2. Hard ground ball up the middle. That squeaks through into center for a hit. So Shea Whitcomb continues to swing the bat well. He singles up the middle. And Greg Kessinger makes his way to the plate now for the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit.
Greg Kessinger.
We've talked about it a lot this year with Leiter. At first inning, extremely important. In the first inning this year, now 18 ball games. He's allowed 19 runs in the first, most of any inning. Here's the stretch. Pitch into Kessinger. Misses inside, a little bit low. One ball, no strikes. Second most runs, tied between the second and the fourth inning with 13. Substantially fewer. Leiter looks in, has his sign, he kicks and deals. Outside corner for a called strike, it's 1-1. Not only was that first inning good with a couple strikeouts and the zero, but also efficient as well. 14 pitches, 9 strikes. That's what you want to see from the right-hander. MLB.com redid their rankings today. 1-1. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. And Jack's fallen a little bit in those rankings. He was the number 14 prospect in all of baseball. He is now the number 48 prospect in all of baseball, according to MLB.com. He's ready from the stretch in the 2-1. Inside, three balls, one strike. And I think a lot of that is the lofty expectations that were put on Leiter upon being the number two selection in the draft, starting here in AA, and there were very good reasons for that. And he's still in his first season in the minors. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner with a slider. And the count goes to three balls and two strikes. That does not mean by any means that you should be worried about Jack Leiter. He is still that very talented pitcher. Stretch in the 3-2. Runner takes off, swinging a ground ball through the vacated right side for a base hit. Whitcomb around second. He's on his way to third, and he stops right there. So the hit and run on a 3-2 pitch, putting the game in motion, gives the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuits runners on the corners and nobody out here in the second. It was a soft ground ball the opposite way with Biggers, the second baseman, going to cover the second base bag on the steal attempt. There was nobody on the right side. We even had a chance to get to that baseball. So an easy base hit for Kessinger. C.J. Stubbs makes his way to the plate now. This is a Corpus Christi lineup that hits a lot of homers, especially recently. But in terms of stringing together hits, they're not going to wow you with their ability to consistently make a ton of contact. If you look up and down this lineup, Shea Whitcomb, who began things with a single, hitting just .211. Greg Kessinger, though he homered and went 2-for-4 yesterday, hitting under .200 himself. Same with C.J. Stubbs. Same with Edwin Diaz, the shortstop. He's hitting .800. There's a big portion of this order that has not had a ton of success this year. Although you say that, and first two batters have reached via single in the second. 3-0 Frisco, bottom half of the second inning. Leiter in his first bout of trouble today. First pitch. Outside to Stubbs. Misses on the curveball, and it's 1-0, no strikes. Stubbs, a 194 hitter, 4 homers, 7 RBIs this year. A catcher who's playing out in left field in today's game. Leiter ready from the stretch. He deals. Catches the outside corner at the knees for a called strike. Count goes to 1-1. C.J. Stubbs, former 10th round selection by the Astros. 1-1 pitch. In there for a called strike. Slider inside corner. He's ahead 1-2. Stubbs' brother, Garrett Stubbs, a longtime big leaguer. CJ did his schooling at Southern California. 1-2. Just low. Barely off the outside edge as well, and it's 2-2. 25-year-old came up midseason last year with the hooks from high A, and still trying to figure things out this year on the offensive side. Leiter delivers. Chopper, third base side and foul. So 2-2. Infield up the middle and double play depth. They'll give up a run for the 2 outs with nobody out, runners on the corners. Leiter has his sign. He delivers. Soft roller back to the hill. Leiter dives and fires home, and Capers has a rundown with Whitcomb. Now to Arnelis, running him back to home, and Leiter just runs him out of the baseline. Both runners move up to second and third, and now there's one out. Very athletic play by Jack Leiter. Diving off to his left side and getting Whitcomb at home. So it's a fielder's choice. Stubbs on its second, Kessinger all the way to third, one out. The fielder's choice goes 1-2-5-1. Edwin Diaz hits now from the right side, and a base hit could score 2 for Corpus. Leiter trying to get out of the jam with minimal damage. Stretching the pitch. It's on the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Leiter has used that slider a little bit more than the curve recently. That was the first offering. Leans in for his sign. He nods yes from Capers, his catcher, in the 0-1 pitch. Fouled away, back behind home, 0-2. He has worked ahead consistently in this game, and while his first pitch strike percentage might not be off the charts, he's about 50%. In fact, he's exactly 50% at this point. He has still worked 0-2 and 1-2 on most of the hitters he's seen. He fires in off the outside corner. 1-2. Missed with a slider. Leiter with 2 strikeouts, both coming in the first inning. 1 out here in the second. 3-0 Rough Riders. Runners at second and third. Looks in for his sign. Red glove to a stop at the belt. And the 1-2. Just high of the zone. 2-2. Capers has caught Leiter in his last 2 starts. Each of his last 3 starts have gone at least 5 innings. 5 2/3, 5 innings, and then 5 2/3 in his last start against San Antonio at home. Stretching the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider low and away for strike three. Three strikeouts for Jack Leiter, and there are two outs in the second inning, and that was a massive strikeout. Nine-hole hitting Ross Adolph to the plate now. Talk about a big situation to come up with a punch-out. 3-0 Frisco, bottom of the second inning. Runners at second and third, two down now. The Hooks had runners at first and third, and nobody out. And now Leiter steps off the hill. Nods yes to the sign, and he's ready from the stretch. First pitch to Adolph. Inside on him, a little bit low, and it's one ball, no strikes. The designated hitter went 1-for-5 yesterday, but had the golden sombrero to go along with it. Four strikeouts for him. Leiter's ready. 1-0. Rip and a miss and a high fastball at 96 miles an hour. One ball and one strike. Leiter's pitch count continues to climb. That's the not-so-positive thing here at this point, but trying to work out of the jam unscathed. 1-1 pitch on the way to Adolph. High. Two balls, one strike. Leiter about to throw his 39th pitch as we play in the bottom of the second inning. Back parallel to the ground, he peers in for the sign. 2-1. Knee level, a strike with a fastball, 2-2. Fastball has been consistently in the mid-90s. Sometimes we see that fastball just take a little bit of time to really rev up, but not tonight. He's ready from the stretch once again. And the 2-2. Strike three called. He dropped in a slider. And Jack Leiter picks up his fourth strikeout and gets out of the jam in the second. What a job by Leiter to get out without allowing any runs. 3-0. Frisco out in front as we go to the top of the third inning. And Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Set to start out the third from Whataburger Field. Rough Riders out in front. 3-0 our score. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley happy to be with you from Corpus Christi, Texas. First pitch. Runs in there for a taken strike. 0-1 to Jax Biggers as Frisco sending 2-3-4 to the plate in the top of the third. Jose Bravo, the right-handed starter, back on the bump. The pitch home. Biggers sends one in the air out to left center field. Shallow. Hamilton coming in and makes the running catch. Two pitches to Jax Biggers, and he sends one in the air to center field for the first out of the third inning. Rough Riders with a run in the first, two in the second. Sacrifice fly in the first inning from Justin Foscue that brought Jonathan Ornelas around on a leadoff single. It was the at-bat of Blaine Krim that got Ornelas to second and then eventually third. And Blaine Krim standing in now. First pitch to him. Slides in there, and it's 0-1. Krim had Ornelas at first base with one out. What looked like potentially a double play ball. Bravo, the 0-1. Fastball that missing off the plate, and it's 1-1. Ground ball to Edwin Diaz, who the batter earlier on Jax Biggers had made a leaping, diving catch up the middle for the first out. 1-1. High drive out to left center field. Stubbs jogging to the wall and admiring that one. That's way gone. Second long ball of the ball game for Frisco. Their third of the series already. And the Riders stretching their lead. It's now 4-0 Frisco in the third. Blaine Krim with a shot to left center field. And Frisco continues their scoring. First hit of the series for Krim is way gone. An offense that had been looking for the home run power in their recent stretch of games. They get a big one last night from Acuna, now two so far tonight. First pitch to Justin Foscue, missing low. The designated hitter in the cleanup spot tonight for Frisco. Foscue sitting one ball, no strikes. The pitch. Hard ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Whitcomb sliding to a stop. Throws to first, got him. And there's two gone. Only seven pitches in this top of the third inning. But it's been some power already for the Rough Riders. We mentioned Acuna's solo shot last night. It's a 20-year-old that comes to the plate now in a 4-0 lead. Corpus Christi with three hits in tonight's game. Nothing to show for it, though. First pitch to Acuna is a chopper off home plate. Slow roller up the third baseline. Dying in the grass and stays fair. Acuna turning over his left shoulder and gave it a look. Saw that it was just going to work out for him off home plate, and it never got that kick off the grass. Second hit of the inning for Frisco. Their fifth of the ball game, and it gives Trevor Hover, the left fielder, a chance, who had a base hit back in the second inning. Production continues for Frisco, where it was an early start in last night's game the difference. But even in last night's game, it was two runs that carried the Riders the way until the fifth inning. They didn't score more until the seventh. Righty-lefty to Hover as he stands in. The first pitch cranked up the first baseline and scattering into the tunnel. That one just missed Chad Comer, Rough Riders coach and their first base coach, as he had to leap out of the way of a line drive from Hover. No balls and a strike with Acuna at first base and two gone in the top of the third. And Frisco leading it 4-0. Bravo from the right side sets and throws to first. Acuna sliding back in, and he's in there. Still 0-1. Lights are on at Whataburger Field as we're coming up on 7:30 our time in Corpus Christi, Texas. Now the 0-1 to Hover. Tight and inside. Evens up the count at 1-1. There's a pool at Whataburger Field, and it's over the right field wall that runs right into the water park, believe even a part of the water park, but the slides aren't active. 1-1. Swing and a miss from Hover on a breaking ball off the plate. And it's now 1-2. Two huge slides that are about 3 to 4 stories up in the air, winding, curving slides. Then there's smaller ones that are next to it, but white and maroon ones, those are the big ones. Bravo, the 1-2. Ground ball up the middle and gloved by Diaz. The shortstop throws to first in time for the final out. Rough Riders get a solo shot from Blaine Krim. Their second of the night and the third of the series already for the Rough Riders, and another run to stretch their lead. Now 4-0 Frisco. And we go on and head to the bottom of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco's Jack Leiter back on the bump for the bottom of the third inning, and we're off and running from Whataburger Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley. Riders 4-0, they lead it. First pitch from Leiter, missing high and outside. One ball, no strikes to the top of the order. And it's Cesar Salazar, the catcher, standing in. Leiter working righty-lefty, has 1-0. Hard hit ball out to left center field. Hover right there for it. And he makes the catch. Not left center, that one straight up to left on a sharp line from Salazar. He lines out to Trevor Hover in his Rough Riders debut. There's one gone.
And it's good to see that. I mean, this is a guy who was a converted infielder, playing in the outfield full-time for the first time in the minors. And he said he knew that right at spring training. They told him he was going to be an outfielder this year, so he was able to work on his craft.
First pitch to Joe Perez now. It misses inside. One ball and no strikes to him. One gone in the third. It's been, as Zach had mentioned, a busy clubhouse, the 1-0. Perez started to go around, and Chris Presley Murphy says, yes, he did. Counts evened up at 1-1. It's been busy lately. A lot of guys coming in and out. Promotions to Round Rock. New faces joining us from Hickory. It's that time of year in early August, 1-1. Slap back to the net. It's now 1-2.
And a lot of rehabbers, too. It's just been very busy in general.
Yeah, just it's always good to hear guys' perspective on how they do with, I mean, you're a team at the end of the day, and, you know, you have a record, but you can have some guys that, for Hover, for instance, he's on the field. He is a part of the team, but there's a record in games that he hasn't even been here for. 1-2 slapped in the air to center. Stowers ranging back, turning his left shoulder, and opens up and makes a catch. Boy, deep charge into one from Perez to straightaway center. But it's right at Stowers who makes the grab. Six pitches for Jack Leiter, two outs in the bottom of the third. It's a good bounce back in terms of the pitch count, Zach.
It's really what you wanted to see. I mean, when you have Leiter throwing about 40 pitches through the first two innings, you want to make sure he gets that back down. And the strikeouts are great, but you love to see the pitching to contact and getting those quick outs. That's what he's done here in the third.
So two up, two down for him, and Quincy Hamilton standing in. In the first pitch, missing off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Center fielder, as we touched on last night, out of Wright State, was the 2021 Horizon League Player of the Year, the 1-0. Fastball from Leiter that misses down and in at 95. And it's two balls, no strikes. Zach mentioned the first pitch locations. Every first pitch to each batter here in this third inning has missed, but Leiter's had bounce backs, and he's gotten the outs quickly. 2-0. Swing and a miss. And now it's 2-1. Second at-bat of the ball game for Hamilton. He stood in the first inning with Salazar at first base. And what could have been a double play to the right side of the infield, Hamilton beat it up the first base line. Two balls and a strike. Breaking ball that just missed a little low. Hamilton now in front in a good spot, 3-1. Game two of a six-game series and an early start for Frisco. They lead it 4-0, 3-1. Tapper weakly hit towards the Riders' dugout as Hamilton knew he was fooled, just had to fight it out of the zone. And the body language, he's upset with himself. He bought a pitch that was breaking down for ball four.
It was a 3-1 slider and a good one. Low of the zone, took a little bit off it as well and just could not keep the bat back on his shoulder.
Leiter ready, the payoff pitch, poked foul, and we'll do it again with two outs and the bases clear in the third inning. Really muggy Wednesday night in Corpus Christi, Texas, as we mentioned yesterday. The humidity bumping up the feels-like temperature. Guys just stepping off the mound, wiping sweat. Was that nachos? In the replay video. Pretty heavy for a Wednesday night. 3-2 slapped foul. Still a full count with Leiter looking for the final strike and upset with himself on the recent couple of foul balls from Quincy Hamilton. Takes a full reset. Now back towing the rubber. Nod of the head yes to his catcher Capers. The 3-2. Tapped again foul. Still a full count to Hamilton. Three balls, two strikes.
Quincy Hamilton's kind of putting a damper on this quick inning from Jack Leiter. He got the first two guys on a mere six pitches. And now Quincy Hamilton is about to see yet another pitch, his ninth in this at-bat.
He had a 10-pitch AB last night. As Zach mentioned, here comes number nine, the 3-2. Down and in for ball four. There's the first walk given up by Leiter tonight. First base runner of the inning. Hamilton aboard with two outs. First baseman Will Wagner's next. Leiter had a two outs back in the second inning and was able to post back-to-back strikeouts to get Diaz and Adolph down. Shortstop and designated hitter batting 8-9 on the card. But this is the tricky middle of the order that did damage last night for Corpus Christi. Three runs in, all on solo homers. First pitch to Will Wagner. This is down and in. And it's one ball and no strikes. Jack with two in the first, two strikeouts in the second for four tonight. None here in the third. Wagner was the second, the last batter for the Hooks in the first inning. The 1-0 pitch. Slapped the other way and tailing towards the rail. Lands by the tarp and it's 1-1. Rough Riders will have to rely on their bullpen and see how long exactly Jack Leiter can go. A lot of pitches early as he's approaching 60. One ball, one strike, two outs. Leiter comes home. Slap back to the net. And it's 1-2. This next one from Leiter will be number 60. For Leiter, he's had a nice stretch of baseball in the month of August. Each of them getting to the fifth. He came out for the sixth back on the 11th. Throws to first. Hamilton slides in safely. Leiter was out for the seventh on July 30th in Springfield, but has yet to get back and eclipse that six-inning marker that he's done once. It came on May 7th against Arkansas with five strikeouts. Six scoreless innings for him. From the right side, ready. The 1-2. Drive into right field and dropping quickly, it lands for a base hit. Aparicio will play it back in. And now a pair of two-out base runners for Corpus Christi. Hamilton down to second and Wagner at first. Here comes Shea Whitcomb. Well, unfortunately, it might not be a six-inning outing for Leiter tonight, but just hoping that he can get through the third with how many pitches he's thrown. That was pitch number 60 of his outing. Wagner at first base and Hamilton at second with two outs. Whitcomb a base hit back to begin the second. The first pitch misses for ball one.
That base hit that he had back in the second inning was a hard ground ball up the middle. One of the harder hit balls against Leiter in this ballgame.
He's working righty-righty on Whitcomb with two aboard. The pitch high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Leiter's starting to labor in this bottom of the third. Capers, knowing it, takes a mask off and wants to jog out to have a word with Leiter. Zach, it's been unfortunately a pattern tonight, and especially in this third inning. First pitch misses of the zone for Leiter, and it's helped bump up these pitch counts.
Yeah, it's the third time he's started 2-0 as well on a batter tonight. It's been something that didn't really plague him in the first couple innings because he was able to get those swings and misses and get right back into the count. But unfortunately, it has come back to bite him here in the third. The good news is he still isn't allowed to run, so he's been able to keep them off the board. But the Rough Riders bullpen already getting up and loosening as Ty Tiedemann and Mark Church are out there, and looks like Tiedemann's going to start throwing.
So what is Tiedemann getting loose? Set to see both tonight, but hoping that Leiter can get through the third clean. 2-0. Whitcomb watches a breaking ball land into the glove of Capers, and it's 2-1. Good bounce back after the trip to the mound. Chance for Leiter to catch his breath and take some time to think it over with two on and two out in the third inning. Rough Riders leading it 4-0. Leiter checking second, now looks to the plate, and the 2-1 pitch home. Swing and a miss. And it's now 2-2. Shade just about casting the entire outfield grass. Center field really the only area on our ball field that's got some sunshine left on it. Entire infield in the shade. Temperature is going to start to drop. That breeze feels nice for the folks in the seats. Leiter, the 2-2 pitch over the net. That one just snuck over. Most ballparks we go to, you kind of get a look at the first perspective that you get of where your setup is and where a foul ball could potentially get to you. If anything gets up and down that quick, I don't think it's going to have a lot of zip on it.
No, it'll probably have a lot of English on it, though. Still got to stay on our toes. Never safe.
Leiter from the right, checking second. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch home. Swing and a miss, got him for strike three. Another run-scoring threat that Leiter and the Riders can wiggle out of. Jack with five punch-outs tonight through three scoreless innings. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two men left stranded. Rough Riders out in front 4-0 as we start the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're back to start the fourth from Whataburger Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. Josh Stower is the man that launched a two-run home run back in the second, coming to the plate to kick things off for Frisco in the fourth inning. It's 4-0 Riders. Jose Bravo, the right-handed starter, back on the mound. The first pitch. And this is down and away. One ball, no strikes. Bravo entering the inning with 50 pitches exactly on his ledger tonight. That was number 51. Stowers, the two-run shot in the second, his only at-bat. This is second of the ball game. One ball, no strikes to him. Lifted in the air, and that'll sneak over the net, right side. thought atop the roof, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders last night, the bottom of the order we mentioned, was able to turn it over back to the top thanks to strong play from Stowers, who had a walk, but it was Aparicio as the 1-1 squibbed off the bat, rolling the third base side, throw to first, Stowers there safely. Stowers dropping down a bunt, and he snuck it up the third base line, and now 2-for-2 tonight. Rough Riders in the top of the fourth inning, they've had the leadoff man aboard in 3 of the 4 frames, and that's made a big difference.
Right fielder number 2, Miguel Aparicio.
Only inning that Frisco didn't put the leadoff man aboard in was last inning. Here's Miguel Aparicio, first pitch. Thought about, and it misses outside, ball one. And the last inning, Blaine Krim with a solo shot. 2 hits in the inning, so it still really didn't make much of a difference. Bravo giving up runs in each frame so far tonight. Working 1-0 on Aparicio. There's a taken strike. Counts evened up 1-1. We mentioned last night for Aparicio was a good ball game for him. A couple of walks and a base hit, and that kept things going to the top of the order. He was left stranded in all 3 times reaching on base, though. 1-1. It finds the corner down and inside. A called strike to Aparicio, and it's 1-2. Stowers leads the Rough Riders, should say the active Rough Riders, with stolen bases, with 18 coming into tonight. Stands at first. And the 1-2, there he goes. Breaking ball misses. The throw down. Stowers sliding. They got him. Boy, that was an absolute rocket from Salazar. Stowers got a great jump and still can't believe it as Mike Carroll issued him the bad news. I think Stowers has every reason to be upset. But a bang-bang call, and he's on the losing end of it. So back to the dugout. There's one out, and the count's 2-2 to Aparicio. Bravo, the windup and the pitch home. Chopper right side. Whitcomb there for it, gloves it, and throws to first. Two gone. So after Stowers gunned down at second base, there's two outs, and the catcher Scott Capers coming to the plate, looking for his first hit in the series. Capers in his 6th ball game in a Rough Riders uniform since joining Frisco's roster earlier this month. Righty-righty to him, the pitch. Breaking ball sends him away from the right side, 1-0. Capers 3 walks for a .333 on-base percentage in his 5 games. The 1-0. Catches the outside edge. And the count's now evened up, 1-1. Top of the order awaiting on deck with Jonathan Ornelas. Let's see if they can get there. Capers would have to find a way on base. The 1-1. Hard drive up the third baseline and foul by a matter of inches. Capers just missing the chalk, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders leading it 4-0, out hitting Corpus Christi 6-4. As Bravo entered tonight, good numbers on the season, but it's the bullpen, unfortunately, for Corpus Christi, that's going to be a struggle to keep them in ball games. Bravo, this is his 13th start, and an ERA of a 4.83, 5-4 win-loss record. No walks for him tonight, that's been a plus. The 1-2, down and scoots away from Salazar. Counts back even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bravo on the year, 79 Ks, 28 walks he's allowed. But 12 home runs is certainly up there. Give him the 2 more tonight for 14. That 2-2. Tapper at the plate. Capers stays alive. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Curious to see who comes out to pitch the bottom of the fourth inning. A lighter with a lot of pitches used. But Frisco does have some bullpen arms ready. It looks like Ty Tiedemann standing at the front gate to swing open. But we'll see. Bravo, the 2-2. Just missing off the plate. And the count's full. 3 balls, 2 strikes to the 9-hitting Scott Capers with the bases clear and 2 gone. Left side of the infield pulled over. The payoff. Lifted down the third baseline, dropping quickly. Stubbs on the move and makes a reaching catch. Well, the left fielder was playing towards the line, and every step mattered. He was closing in on it, got the glove out, and was able to reach and pull it down for the final out. Crisco, for the first time tonight, held scoreless in an inning. And the Rough Riders still out in front, 4-0. Still looking to see who's going to pitch, so we'll just carry it into a commercial break and look who's on the mound for the bottom of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning starting now on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you from beautiful Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. And it's Jack Leiter, the right-hander, back on the bump. He faces Greg Kessinger, the first batter in the first pitch. Breaking ball that misses high. 1-0. 6-7-8 due up for Corpus Christi on Leiter, looking for his fourth inning of work tonight. Leiter winds the 1-0 pitch. There's the fastball at 93 poured in. Down the heart of the zone, and the count's evened up 1-1. Leiter, so far tonight, the tail of his start has been a lot of base runners, but he's worked through. 1-1. Tapper weakly hit right to Ornelas on a hop at third. He fires to first in time, and there's the first out. One gone for the left fielder, C.J. Stubbs, who made the final grab in the top of the fourth inning, running towards the line. His second at-bat coming now. Well, Leiter out with almost 70 pitches. His first offer to Stubbs will be number 70. As he sees his tally continue to climb, a three-pitch groundout's huge to start the inning. First pitch to Stubbs. Breaking ball that misses low. One ball, no strikes to the left fielder that reached on that wild fielder's choice back in the second inning. Leiter the 1-0. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Stubbs now with an even count, 1-1. Whitcomb was at second. Kessinger at first. Stubbs grounded one back to the mound that Leiter snatched. The 1-1, lifted in the air, foul, and it's 1-2. Apologies, Whitcomb at third and Kessinger at first. When Leiter snatched a ground ball off the bat of Stubbs, off a hop, and it was Whitcomb from third base that was way off the bag, so Leiter tossed to Capers. His catcher ran him back to third, and Ornelas running down the base runner Whitcomb, he threw to Leiter. The 1-2, inside. Almost hit Stubbs, and the count's evened up 2-2. And then Leiter chasing Whitcomb, who ran out of the bases. Kind of sacrificed himself as the out, but Kessinger and Stubbs, meanwhile, running the bases. Had runners at second and third. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Sixth strikeout of the night for Jack Leiter. 8 pitches in the inning, and he's got 2 outs. This is the point that Leiter had back in the 3rd inning with 6 pitches and 2 outs, but saw 3 consecutive batters after those 2 early counts. Got him 2 outs. Looking for quicker work in the bottom of the 4th. First pitch to Edwin Diaz is a chopper third base side foul, 0-1. Second at-bat of the night for Diaz. He was a strikeout victim against Leiter back in the 2nd inning, straddling the box as Trevor Hover had to field a foul ball up the left field line. Now back ready for it. Leiter ready, the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 2. He's locating his pitches well. Breaking ball stuff missing down and away from right-handed hitters. And Diaz reaching down and away, couldn't find contact. 0-2. Down and blocked. And the shortstop kept the bat on his shoulders that time. Counts 1-2. Base is clear, 2 gone. Leiter with 2 outs in the bottom of the 4th and a 1-2 count. He comes home. Lifted foul. Still 1-2. And a nod of the head with body language from Leiter that he's ready for that final out. Wants to get through 4 as he feels it. He knows his pitch count climbing. Again, the 1-2. Called strike 3. Backwards K on Diaz as Leiter ends the 4th with back-to-back punch-outs. 4 scoreless innings for Jack Leiter on Wednesday night. One walk, 7 Ks. And a strong Wednesday go for Jack Leiter. All done in the 4th. Frisco out in front, 4-0. And we roll on to the 5th inning from Whataburger Field next.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top 5 in the top of the order for the Rough Riders. Johnny Ornelas stands in, and the first pitch comes across for a strike. 0-1. Rough Riders in control, leading 4-0 over Corpus Christi in the second game of this 6-game series from Whataburger Field. One back from Bravo, and the pitch in is a strike in the inside corner. He's ahead 0-2 on Ornelas, who's 1-for-2 today with a single back in the first and a fly out to center in the second. Rough Riders, 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors. The Hooks, no runs on 4 hits and 3 errors defensively tonight. It's been a tough go. Bravo ahead 0-2. Right-hander back into his wind, and the pitch home. Low and off the outside corner in the dirt. Left-handed batter's box, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders have been aided by 2 homers offensively today, Josh Stowers and Blaine Krim. The other run, a sack fly from Justin Foscue. 1-2 pitch. Swing, and Amaez got him with a breaking ball low and away. And Ornelas is down on strikes. Just the first strikeout for Jose Bravo. One out. And Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate. Biggers 0 for 2 today. Was robbed by Edwin Diaz, the shortstop, in the first inning on a line drive up the middle. Made a brilliant diving catch off to his left and then flew out to center field back in the third. One back, first pitch. Outside corner, a called strike, right at the knees in its own one. Biggers a 3 for 5 day yesterday. Had a chance at the cycle coming up in the ninth inning last night. 0-1. Inside, and it's one ball and one strike. The Biggers flew out to left field. It's the second time in the last week that the Rough Riders have had a player with a chance for the cycle. 1-1. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders have never had a cycle in their franchise history. Still in search of that. One ball, two strikes on Biggers. Here's the one back and the pitch in. Down low in the dirt, bounces in there and all the way back to the backstop. Two balls and two strikes. One out, bases clear. 4-0 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. Bravo looks in for his sign, shoulders square to third base dugout. He winds back in the 2-2. Flared in the air to shallow center field. Diaz, the shortstop, going back, and he makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Nicely done. Two outs. Here's Blaine Krim now. Reached on an error in the first inning and then homered in the third.
First baseman number 9, Blaine Krim.
Krim's home run is 16th of the year. 60 RBIs flat for him now on the young season. The pitch. This is up high, one ball, no strikes. Not really young anymore, though. We're midway through August, playing game 110 of the season tonight out of 138. 1-0. Outside and low, two balls, no strikes. That means at the end of this one, we have just 28 games remaining this season. Good news for the Rough Riders playoff chase as they are trailing Midland. Pitches at the bottom of the zone for a strike. 2-1. Amarillo leads Midland and Momentum Make Ballpark in Midland, Texas. 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning. 2-1 shuttles home. High and tight, and it hit Krim on the left arm. Well, a hit by pitch puts Blaine Krim aboard with two outs. Third time he's reached second official with the error home run and now hit by pitch, and Justin Foscue makes his way to the plate.
Designated hitter number 5, Justin Foscue.
Foscue, a sacrifice fly in the first inning and was robbed by Shea Whitcomb. A nice play by the second baseman, making a sliding backhanded stop in the third inning behind the second base bag and threw him out. First pitch on the way to Foscue. It's low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Foscue a 2-for-4 day yesterday in the opener. He now has 59 RBIs this year. 1-0 pitch. Drilled foul left side. And it's one ball and one strike. The biggest thing for the Rough Riders is getting Dustin Harris and Aaron Zavala back from injury, and then there's really no question what the offense can do. Talk about the RBI totals. Dustin Harris has been injured for the last week and a half. Stretching the 1-1 pitch. Fouled away right side, and it's 1-2. And he's still in the top five in the Texas League and runs batted in with 66. That's how impressive he was at driving in runs this year. 1-2 on Foscue. The pitch. Krim takes off. It's hit in the air. Shallow center field. Whitcomb, the second baseman, backpedaling. Both feet on the grass. He makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. So no runs across on no hits, no errors, a runner left on base. We played 4.5. We're halfway home from Corpus Christi. Rough Riders leading 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back on the hill for the bottom of the fifth inning, 4-0. Rough Riders out in front. Leiter has not allowed a run through his four innings, and finally his first 1-2-3 frame in the fourth. Through his first three innings, he had surrendered a bunch of base runners and stranded a grand total of five through the first three. One in the first, two in the second, two in the third. And he faces 9-1-2 here in the fifth. Ross Adolph stands in, first pitch. Fouled straight back in its own one. Adolph a strikeout, looking victim back in the second. Rough Riders, four runs on six hits. Hooks, no runs on four hits tonight. Leiter's kept this offense in the park. That is extremely important. 0-1. High off the outside corner with a changeup. One of the few changeups we've seen from Leiter tonight, and the count goes to 1-1. Looks over the top of a red glove with a pull side shift behind him against the left-hander. 1-1. Slivers inside. It's two balls and one strike. Leiter used just about 40 pitches through his first two innings. 2-1. Just misses inside. Three balls and one strike. And he wanted the strike call. Chris Presley Murphy saying that ball was a little bit in. Leiter getting that quick inning in the fourth, allowing him to come back out here for the fifth. 3-1. Fouled straight back. He's back in it. It's full at 3-2. Next pitch will be number 85 for Jack tonight. He's back into his windup in the payoff. Just misses off the outside corner. Not by much with the slider. Leiter shows some emotion and takes a walk back behind the mound before getting the throwback from Capers. Second free pass issued by Leiter tonight. He's working on seven strikeouts, which certainly hasn't helped the pitch count. Cesar Salazar at the top of the order. Single and a line out in his two trips. Initial toss. Up high and inside, misses with the slider, and it's 1-0. Capers calls time, and he's going to head out and chat with Jack. Trying to calm him down just a little bit. Jack in that last start, as here comes Jeff Andrews, and he's going to chat with him as well. Ty Tiedemann is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. Jack's last start, he went into the sixth inning, 5 2/3, and tried to get that final out, but just lost the hitter and walked him. We're trying to complete five innings tonight. Ross Adolph at first. Cesar Salazar at the plate. One ball, no strike count to him. It's a very quick visit for Jeff. And he's back into the dugout. think the main thing there was Leiter was starting to show a little bit of frustration on the mound, and so just calming him down a little bit, having him lock back in and trying to get these final three outs of the fifth. He's ready from the stretch, going to work against Salazar, the 1-0. Check swing, he went around, and a good slider down low and inside. 1-1. They shade Salazar to pull on the infield into the opposite way in the outfield. 1-1. Down in the dirt, blocked by Capers. Two balls, one strike. We've seen a majority fastball slider from Leiter tonight. Well, mixing that curveball every now and again and a rare changeup, but seems like in the second half of the season, he's gone more fastball slider than any of his other pitches. He offers. This one's rifled foul into the netting above the Rough Riders dugout. Count even at 2-2. Tiedemann's the only man loosening for the Rough Riders in the bullpen. Rough Riders used 5 relievers last night, 6 total pitchers. So hoping Leiter can get through these 5 innings. They do still have some guys available out there in the pen, though. Mark Church, Seth Nordlund, and Justin Slayton in addition to Tiedemann. 2-2. High off the outside corner. We're full at 3-2. And if you're talking about pitch efficiency, that's back-to-back full counts for Leiter to begin the inning. Most likely his last batter. The payoff. Popped up, foul back behind home. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. ...92nd pitch upcoming for Jack. Four nothing Rough Riders, bottom 5, runner at first. The payoff. Inside, he hit him. Oh. And then it caromed off of Salazar and hit Capers, the Riders' catcher, on the top of the right hand. So hopefully Capers is all right. And here comes Jared Gettert, Riders manager. He's going to get Jack. A walk and a hit by pitch begin things in the fifth inning. And Leiter's night is going to end with 7 strikeouts in his start. 4-plus, he is still responsible for the 2 men out of the base paths. Ty Tiedemann coming in out of the Rough Riders bullpen. It's 4-0 Frisco here in the top, making the bottom half of the fifth inning. From Corpus Christi, we'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. We're online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For
first call to the bullpen tonight for either team. It's the Rough Riders who pull the trigger first. Jack Leiter done after four-plus innings. He's responsible for the two men of the base paths, but the Rough Riders lead 4-0 as we go and continue action in the fifth inning. Joe Perez at the plate. Ty Tiedemann's first pitch. Just low of the zone, and it's 1-0. Line not finalized for Jack, but 7 strikeouts in his 4-plus innings. Tiedemann ready from the stretch in the 1-0. Low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Ross Adolph walked, and then Cesar Salazar was hit by a pitch. That's how the first two base runners have reached in this fifth inning. Perez 0 for 2, the pitch. He pops it up on the infield. Biggers under it. From behind second base, it's Luis Angel Acuna who calls him off and makes the catch. One out for Quincy Hamilton.
Center fielder, number 21, Quincy Hamilton.
Quincy Hamilton, short in stature, just 5'10", 190. Centerville, Ohio native, former fifth-round selection out of Wright State in 2021. Chris mentioned, Horizon League Player of the Year. Here's the stretch from Tiedemann, and the first pitch just off the outside corner, maybe a tick low, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Overall on the season, really good numbers. 14 homers, 21 steals, a 903 OPS combined between here and high A. 1-0. Popped up, left side of the infield in foul territory, and it gets out of play. 1-1.
That foul ball brought to you by Evans Glass Service.
It's always been a pretty pitching-heavy system at the Astros. Seen some pretty darn good position players come up through his Corpus team as the pitch is lashed foul. Back behind home again, and it's 1-2 now on Hamilton. Saw Jainer Diaz earlier this year here with Corpus Christi. He's now in AAA Sugarland. Pedro Leon was here last year. He's also in AAA Sugarland. Same with Corey Lee, the catching prospect. A lot of guys have already moved on to the upper levels. Justin Dearden had a monster season this year. He's up in AAA. So Quincy Hamilton has taken over the 3 spot in the order. 1-2. Just high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Even with that being said, though, still some really familiar names that we've seen over the last couple years all up and down this order. Salazar, Whitcomb, Kessinger, Stubbs, the pitch. Foul back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Adolph. Pitching side of things, though, they have had some guys who have been downright nasty. Watch those guys up in the big leagues right now. Really good young pitching core. And some 39-year-old who's having a pretty good season, too. Justin Verlander. Tiedemann ready from the stretch. And he issues in the 2-2. Down low and inside. Skips away from Capers all the way back to the backstop. And both runners move up. A full count now on Quincy Hamilton. First base is open. The left-handed hitter at the plate. And Will Wagner is on deck. He's also a left-handed batter. Still just 1 out after the pop-up from Joe Perez, the first man that Tiedemann saw. Tiedemann trying to preserve the shutout. Riders leading 4-0. Full count to Hamilton. The offering in. Soft roller up the middle. A charge from Acuna. Picks chest high. Fires onto first and it's in time. But Adolph comes in to score. And Corpus Christi is on the board. RBI ground out 6-3. 2 outs and here's Will Wagner.
First baseman number 60, Will Wagner.
Wagner singled in the third. He's 1-for-2. Runner at third base now in Salazar. 4-1. Rough Riders out in front. Bottom 5. Pitch in. Just outside and misses. 1 ball, no strikes. All of this happening without the aid of a hit for Corpus Christi. Walk, hit by pitch, wild pitch, RBI ground out. The pitch is found at the plate, and it's 1-1. One and one on Wagner. Tiedemann stretches. He delivers. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-2. It's funny with the starting pitchers tonight. Leiter with his 92 pitches exits, and Joe Bravo, who's allowed the 4 runs, 81 pitches, he'd probably be out for the 6th inning. Offering home. Down low and inside, misses in the dirt, and it's 2-2. There's some mulling around going on in the bullpen for the honey butter chicken biscuits out in left center, but nobody up and throwing. Tiedemann retakes the hill, toes the rubber from the right side, looks in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch. 2-2. Hard ground ball that sneaks through the left side into left for a base hit. And Will Wagner drives in Cesar Salazar from third. It's a 4-2 ball game. Rough Riders still out in front. Shea Whitcomb to the plate. Both those runs charged to Jack Leiter. And Leiter's line is now finalized. 2 runs, both earned on 4 hits over 4 innings. 7 strikeouts, 2 walks. The pitch. Whitcomb takes a slider outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Just poor luck from Jack Leiter. Really pitched pretty well through those first few innings despite using a lot of pitches, but both those runs go on his ledger. The offering, slider clips the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Not one of the best, not one of the worst starts from Jack. 1-1. Off the outside corner, 2 balls, 1 strike. Now the hooks, just like they did last night, find the scoreboard here in the 5th. Instead of 2 home runs, though, it's just 1 hit, the pinch. Hard ground ball, left side, that gets through. And through the left side, into left field. So back-to-back singles with 2 outs. Runners at 1st and 2nd now for Gray Kessinger. Another hard hit ground ball right in between Ornelas and Acuna, the 3rd baseman and the shortstop. Gray Kessinger climbs in. Right on right. First pitch. That one's rifled to left, and that drops in for a hit. It bounces in front of Hauber, and he fires it back in, but not before Wagner gets to third, so station-to-station baseball. Good job by Hauber on a line drive right back to him. In left field, getting it in quickly. 3 consecutive singles against Tiedemann. And C.J. Stubbs stands in. Ball in the gap could make things interesting. And here's Jeff Andrews. Rough Riders pitching coach will go out and chat with Tiedemann. Tiedemann got the first guy he faced. He's able to retire Joe Perez popping up. And Quincy Hamilton grounded out, forcing in a run after the wild pitch. RBI single Will Wagner, single Shea Whitcomb, single Gray Kessinger has loaded the bags for C.J. Stubbs. Now you have to imagine Andrews is just talking about the plan of attack here against Stubbs.
Yeah, and you know, that's really all you do is try and hit the reset button, but this is kind of what it felt like last night where Corpus Christi doing more damage in terms of base hits tonight, but just trying to endure the rocks and the ups and downs without allowing a ball game to really blow 2 out of proportion. You do have the bases loaded, but there are 2 outs, and so you're really just 1 pitch away from executing a good pitch and stranding them loaded and getting out of this inning.
First pitch outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Stubbs has not hit very well this year, but he does have some power. 4 home runs this year. Stretch from Tiedemann, 1-0. Breaking ball low of the zone, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. So it's a lot of early attacking on the offensive side that got them to this position, and Stubbs takes back-to-back breaking balls. Stretch in the offering. Low of the zone, it's 3-0. Nowhere to put C.J. Stubbs. Here's the stretch from Tiedemann. He delivers. Low and outside, ball four. He's walked in a run. Wagner scores. Witt come to third. Kessinger to second. C.J. Stubbs sees four pitches and drives in a run. And here comes the ninth hitter up in the inning. It's Edwin Diaz. And now, frantically, Rough Riders getting a man loose out of the bullpen. It's Grant Wolfram. First pitch. There's a strike in the inside corner to Diaz, and it's 0-1. A couple strikeouts tonight for Diaz. He's 0-2. Stretch in the pitch. Low off the outside corner. 1-1. Bags packed full of Corpus Christi hooks. 1-1. Off the outside corner and low, 2-1. Whitcomb at third, Kessinger at second, Stubbs at first. Tiedemann the 2-1. Low and away. 3-1. And again, nowhere to put Edwin Diaz. 4-3 game. Rough Riders lead it. 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th inning. Ball of yarn is starting to come unraveled. Stretch from Tiedemann. 3-1. Outside for ball four. We're tied at 4. Tiedemann walks in a pair. Kessinger to third. Stubbs to second. Diaz to first. Shea Whitcomb comes in to score. And officially now, Corpus has batted around in the 5th inning.
Designated hitter, number 44, Ross Adolph.
Ross Adolph stands in, who led off the inning with a walk against Leiter. Tiedemann ready from the stretch, the pitch. Foul to the plate. Got a big chunk of the catcher capers, and it's 0-1. Man, he just can't catch a break.
No, and it's been a really, really tight zone tonight. And, you know, with Tiedemann, a lot of those pitches on those 4-pitch walks were missing low. That one a 5-pitch walk, but missing low almost consistently. And that's what Tiedemann does, is try and produce ground balls. But if hitters aren't seeing those breaking pitches low and they're not going after them, it's pretty tough to try and bite strikes and have them diving out of the zone low as well.
In addition to that, you mentioned the tight zone. If he's not getting those calls, makes it really tough for him. I saw Jack Leiter frustrated with Chris Presley Murphy's zone as well. So 0-1 on Salazar. Or I should say on Adolph, the pitch. That finds the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. 4-4 ball game, bottom half of the 5th inning. 4 runs in for Corpus in this 5th. 0-2. Low and away, misses with a slider. 1-2. Adolph 0-1, a strikeout and the walk. Came in to score earlier in the frame. Cesar Salazar, the top of the order, is on deck. Tiedemann ready from the stretch. 1-2. Broken bat looper. Shallow left. It falls in for a base hit. Kessinger in to score. Stubbs around third, getting waved home. The throw in time to get him. What a throw from Trevor Hover. He pegs out the run at the plate, but Corpus Christi gets 1 run. And they take a 5-4 lead. 5 runs in the bottom of the 5th inning on an RBI single by Ross Adolph. And an argument at the plate as to whether or not Capers blocked the plate, but the throw just took him in to the baseline. So Corpus is not going to win this argument. All right, 5 runs in for the Hooks. We go to the top of the 6th inning. It's 5-4 Corpus Christi on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a doctor.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years... Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the sixth inning, and Luis Angel Acuna flies it to deep right center field, but Quincy Hamilton tracks it down, makes the catch, and there's one away. And Trevor Hover steps in now. Rough Riders trailing 5-4 after a five-run bottom half of the fifth inning for Corpus Christi. Hover 1-for-2 today, and he has an outfield assist already with the Rough Riders as he threw out a runner to end the damage in the fifth from left field. One back from Jose Bravo. The starter is still out there here in the sixth inning, and the pitch in. Strike on the outside corner on the upper edge, 0-1. Hover singled through the right side for his first hit in a Rough Riders uniform in his first at-bat, 0-1. High and tight, and the count goes to 1-1. Had a really wonderful chat with him pregame today, and you can hear that on the pregame show tomorrow. You tune in for game 3 of the series. The pitch is rifled into center. Here comes Hamilton, and he makes the catch. Two down for Josh Stowers. Well, when he was traded from the Yankees organization to the Rangers organization as part of the Joey Gallo deal, he found out via Twitter. He was on Twitter, and here comes the manager, Gregorio Petit, and he's going to make the pitching change. So that's it for Jose Bravo. We'll finish that story on the other end of the break. We step aside for the pitching change. Come back to Corpus after this. It's 5-4. Frisco trailing Corpus Christi Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network. Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
5-4, Rough Riders trail the Hooks. Pitching change at the top of the sixth inning with two outs. Josh Stowers is at the plate, and Matt Rupenthal is the new man on the hill for Corpus. Rupenthal, 26-year-old out of Vanderbilt. Josh Stowers stands in. Right-handed batter. First pitch. Breaking ball falls in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. We were talking earlier about Trevor Hover and the trade, the Joey Gallo deal. 0-1. Stowers grounds it foul back behind home, 0-2. He found out via Twitter that he'd been traded to the Rangers organization. Someone DM'd him and said, "Welcome to Texas." So he immediately called his agent, knowing it was the trade deadline, and said, "Did I just get traded?" His agent said, "Hang on a second, let me make a call." Here's the stretch in the 0-2. Stowers takes high and inside, and it's 1-2. And then he called him back, and he said, "Yeah, looks like you've been traded to the Texas Rangers organization." He was with Ezekiel Duran and Josh Smith when the trade happened. 1-2. High and inside. It's 2-2 in the same team down in Tampa when it happened. And they all came over to Hickory. Of course, Smith and Duran now up in the big leagues, and Hover trying to make his way up there as well. 2-2 on Stowers with two outs, spaces clear. Offering it. Cued off the end of the bat, up the first base side of the second baseman, and Whitcomb charges, picks, bobbles. And Stowers is aboard. Already a couple of hits for Josh Stowers. That'll be his third. Miguel Aparicio stands in now. The Rough Riders are the base runner, trailing by a run in the sixth inning.
Right fielder number 2, Miguel Aparicio.
Aparicio 0-2. Stretch in the pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Aparicio, a bunt back to the pitcher in the second inning, and a ground out to second in the fourth. Quick throw over to check on Stowers. He's back in. Rough Riders took an early 4-0 lead before the Hooks came storming back with 5 in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch in, Stowers takes off. High and outside, and it's 1-0. Stowers, no throw, down to second base, swipes his 19th bag of the year. 2-0. Offering in. Slider clips the outside corner for a strike. 2-1. Aparicio playing in just his 12th game with the Rough Riders. Offering home. Chopper foul, first base side. 2-2. Jack Leiter going today on the starting side of things for the Rough Riders. Tomorrow in Game 3, looking forward to seeing Cody Bradford, who will make his league-tying high 21st start of the year. He's 8-6 of the 5.62 ERA. 2-2 pitch on the way to Aparicio. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider down low and inside of the dirt. Picked by Salazar. Fires down to first to complete the strikeout. And the side comes to a close. And Rupenthal comes in. Allows an infield single to Josh Stowers. But Rough Riders can't do any damage against him. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Our score, it's the Hooks 5 and the Rough Riders 4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go!
Grant Wolfram takes over for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Top of the order, two up, Cesar Salazar, Joe Perez, and Quincy Hamilton. Top three due up. Third pitcher today for Frisco. Jack Leiter got the start. And Ty Tiedemann came in. And pitched the rest of the fifth inning, and now it's Grant Wolfram. Left on left to begin things. Wolfram delivers home. Inside, backed him off the plate. Nearly hit him again. One ball, no strikes. Salazar was hit in the fifth inning by Leiter. That was the final batter he pitched to. Tiedemann came in with two inherited runners, allowed them both to come in to score. The pitch. That one's drilled to second, and a diving catch off to his right for Jax Biggert. Sprawling down onto his knees, he spears it out of the air. Nicely done by Jax. One out. Joe Perez makes his way to the plate now. Okay. 5-4, Corpus Christi leads it. Perez 0 for 3, first pitch. Just outside, misses with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Wolfram, the 25-year-old, 6'8", 235. Native of Michigan, ready from the stretch, and the 1-0. Strike at the bottom of the zone, and the count goes to 1-1. This season with Frisco, making his 30th outing of the year, 3-2, a 4.91 ERA. Over 44 innings, 56 strikeouts to 35 walks. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider down low and inside. On a downward break to it, and it's one ball, two strikes. Wolfram figures to be a really important reliever down the stretch for Frisco. Pitch in. Line the opposite way down the right field line. Aparicio has a beat on it. He tracks it down, makes the catch. Two outs. Quincy Hamilton makes his way to the plate from the three spot. Rough Riders trailing by a run here in the home half of the sixth inning. With the graduation of a few relievers up to AAA for Ozuna, the most recent one of them. Bullpen starting to thin a little bit for Frisco.
Center fielder number 41, Quincy Hamilton.
Grant Anderson has taken over as the quasi-closer. Picked up the save last night for the Rough Riders, his fourth. First pitch. Fastball dots the outside corner, a strike of the belt, and it's 0-1. So Grant Anderson most likely going to be one of those guys relied on late in ball games as well. Out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 0-1. Just off the plate. One ball, one strike. Once Owen White comes back, the Rough Riders staff is going to look a little bit more deep as well on the starting side of things. Stretch in the 1-1. Fly ball down the right side and foul. Wolfram ahead, 1-2. And now when you add in Wolfram and what he's done in the bullpen over the last month and a half, feel pretty good about things. Seven consecutive scoreless outings for Grant Wolfram. Dating back to July 17th. 1-2. Check swing. He went around for strike three. Oh, Grant Wolfram picks up the strikeout, his first. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Rough Riders left-hander. Nicely done coming out of the pen. And easily picks up a scoreless frame. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Rough Riders trailing 5-4. And Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders trailing it 5-4 as we start the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network. 9-1-2 due up for Frisco. And it's Scott Capers, the catcher, standing in. First pitch, a breaking ball that dots his own, 0-1. Frisco with four unanswered runs in the first three innings. The 0-1 high and upstairs. A little outside to Capers. Counts evened up, 1-1. And then Corpus Christi with all five of their runs coming in the fifth. Jack Leiter came out, walked a batter, and a hit by pitch ended his night. 1-1. Finds a strike zone on Capers. He's kept the bat on his shoulder in this at-bat. And it's 1-2. Matt Rupenthal, the right-hander, back on the bump. And the pitch home. Hard ground ball up the middle right to the second baseman, Whitcomb. Throws to first, and it's in time. Capers rolls one out right side of the infield for the first out. Rupenthal, after the base hit to Stowers, got a strikeout that ended the sixth inning and then a ground out to start the seventh. After Leiter departed, Ty Tiedemann came in, the right-hander, and was, with two of the runs coming in, responsible on the line of Leiter, the other three falling on Tiedemann's line. First pitch to Jonathan Ornelas, a breaking ball missing inside, 1-0. Rupenthal with a slider that he tries to front door on right-handed hitters as they stand in. A pitch that starts at them and then tries to creep it into the front part of the zone. The 1-0. Fastball straightens up Ornelas, and it falls right into the glove of Salazar for a strike. Even count, 1-1. 5-4 hooks, out hitting Frisco 8-7. The break even. Again, a fastball taken by Ornelas, and it's now 1-2. Ornelas calls for time, steps out from the right side. He had a base hit and came in to score in the lone run in the top of the first. Frisco had two in the second, one in the third, but they've been held to just two hits since the end of the third inning, and one of them a bunt single from Stowers, the other one an infield single from Stowers. 1-2. Tapper that slides behind Salazar as Ornelas just got a piece of the breaking ball, and it's still 1-2. So work to be done for the Riders offense that hasn't been able to generate much at the plate. Large part a good start for Jose Bravo. Only one strikeout, and it came against Ornelas, the lone strikeout victim from Bravo, but three earned runs, four total on six hits. The 1-2, hard grounder foul. Right side of the playing surface in front of us, it went over towards the grounds crew tunnel and skipped off the padded wall. So the first baseman Wagner with a long run over. Ornelas taking the time to reset from the right and now set to stride back in. One gone in the top of the seventh inning, and the Riders trailing it 5-4. A 1-2 again. Tapper off the plate. Ornelas staying alive. Back-to-back balls fought out of the zone. Make it three in a row foul balls from Ornelas. Frisco had consistent scoring in the early parts of the ballgame, but all five coming for the hooks in the fifth. 1-2. Called strike three. That just barely dotted the inside edge of the zone on Ornelas. And a backward strikeout falls as the second for Rupenthal since taking over. Two up, two down for the right-hander. Here's the second baseman, Jax Biggers. Righty-lefty to him in the infield, getting adjusted. First baseman Wagner is playing deep up the line. First pitch from Rupenthal is a fastball at 91, and it finds his own 0-1. Wagner just about straddling the line at first base. He's about a foot off of the line, maybe a foot and a half. That's where Biggers pulled his triple. It was just fair up the line. 0-1 scoots him away. One ball, one strike. And so with the ball rolling like that a long way into the corner, Perez is the right fielder tonight. But last night it was Stubbs, and he had a long way to go. The 1-1. Breaking ball off the plate to Biggers. Two balls and a strike. A two-hitter tonight for Frisco. Jax has put everything in play. A line out to short, a fly out to center, and a fly ball, a pop-up to short. 2-1 tap back to the net, and the count's evened up to him. Two balls, two strikes. Frisco with the series opening win last night, 5-3. They had to protect a lead. Now, after giving up five in the fifth, they'll have to come from behind, trailing 5-4. The 2-2 inside, and it runs Biggers out of the box. Breaking ball that missed by the feet, and it's 3-2. Blaine Krim on deck, already a homer for him tonight. He reached on an error in the first inning and was hit by a pitch in the fifth. Payoff to Biggers. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. Two strikeouts for Rupenthal in the seventh inning, and the Rough Riders turned away in order. Stretch time from Whataburger Field, and it's the hooks out in front of the Rough Riders, 5-4 from Corpus Christi, Texas. Back for the bottom of the seventh next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Just an inning for Grant Wolfram tonight. He departs with a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth inning. Make way for the right-hander Kevin Gowdy as we're back on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you from Corpus Christi, Texas. Right-hander Kevin Gowdy set to go for the bottom of the seventh after the stretch. 5-4 hooks out in front, and Gowdy's first pitch. There's a fastball at 92 that misses down and in. One ball, no strikes. Here's the first baseman, Will Wagner, as Wagner, Whitcomb, Kessinger coming to the plate in the seventh. The 1-0, slapped foul. There was the fastball from Gowdy that Wagner was a little late on. One ball and one strike. Wagner tonight 2-for-3. He had a heavy hand in the fifth inning with an RBI single. The 1-1 lifted hard up the first baseline and clangs off the netting. That was the breaking ball that Wagner was ready for inside. This time really early out in front of it, and it's 1-2. 4-5-6 for Corpus Christi as the four runs that came in came all with two outs. The RBI ground out from Quincy Hamilton was the second out of the fifth inning. Gowdy's 1-2. Hard ground ball right side and through the hole for a base hit. Even with Biggers playing deep at second base, Whitcomb burned one off the ground, and there's his third hit of the night. All singles, but batting cleanup for a reason. Now the second baseman, Shea Whitcomb's next. It was a stretch in the fifth where Wagner, Whitcomb, Kessinger all consecutively were able to come up with base hits. Only Wagner's an RBI hit, though. First pitch to Whitcomb, finds his own, and it's 0-1. A ground ball would do the Riders a lot of favors here with the second baseman, Whitcomb, also riding a multi-hit night. He's 2-for-3. Gowdy to Whitcomb, the 0-1. Hard ground ball, foul. Skips into the Hooks dugout, and it's now 0-2. Let's check in on some friends around the rest of the Texas League as Amarillo and Midland now in the bottom of the ninth, and the Saudis still out in front. That one was way more high scoring last night. It's still 3-2. One out for Midland. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Gowdy, good morning, afternoon, and night to Shea Whitcomb for his first strikeout. And there's one gone. That's a good sign from the right-hander that has really had an up and down season for Frisco. As thought he'd start with Hickory, but got the news that he would start with Frisco. And then he's been with the AA Riders for the entire time, and it's served him a lot of tests, a lot of testers. Righty-righty to Greg Kessinger, the pitch. That's high and in ball one. Now Gowdy facing the third baseman, Kessinger, that is also 2-for-3. He began the fourth with a ground ball to Jonathan Ornelas as his only time retired tonight. Still Wagner at first base, one gone. And the 1-0. Tapper off of Capers. The Frisco catcher taking a deflection of that foul ball, and it's 1-1.
Remember at the beginning of the season, he said one of the tougher things for him to try and just figure out is how to come out of the bullpen. He'd never come out of the bullpen before, and trying to figure out when to dial up the fastball because you're not going as far, and trying to figure out his best way to go about it. And of course, we're in August at this point, but still trying to figure out the best possible formula for him.
One ball, one strike. Misses down and away. And it's now 2-1. It certainly can't be easy to just slide into a different role, and that's one of the things that we've found ourselves explaining with maybe some names at this AA level that have had tough years, and the numbers might not show what some folks built up in their minds about what they expected to see. The 2-1. Hard ground ball to third. Ornelas gloves it. Throws to second for one. Biggers to first. Double play. The Riders turn a huge one on a 5-4-3 twin killer, and a leadoff single from Will Wagner is wiped clear. No runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left aboard, and Gowdy getting big help on a ground ball from his defense to get him out of the seventh. We go to the eighth inning. Corpus Christi still out in front, 5-4 on the Riders Baseball Network. Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Big swing for Frisco as they turn a 5-4-3 double play to end the seventh. No runs come in after a leadoff single. And Kevin Gowdy with the strikeout and a hit given up, but no runs and a clean seventh inning. Starting out the eighth, and Frisco trailing 5-4. They send Krim Foscu Acuna to the plate, and here is Blaine Krim. Righty-righty matchup, and there's a new man out on the mound. The first pitch rings in for a taken strike. It's 0-1 against the right-hander Devin Kahn. Bit of a side quarter slot release. Falls off the mound, and the 0-1 is skied high in the air, shallow left field. Long run for Stubbs, and the right field, left fielder, should say, gets his glove up and makes a catch. Two pitches to Blaine Krim, and Devin Kahn sitting down, his first man faced. One gone in the eighth. Kahn coming out and taking over for the right-hander Matt Rupenthal, so it's been a trio of righties tonight for Corpus Christi. Another righty-righty matchup. Here's Justin Foscu. The designated hitter is hitless in the four spot. And the first pitch to him, a fastball that missed off the plate, 1-0. Rough Riders need that middle stretch of the order with Foscu and Acuna. Only one hit between the two. The 1-0 is a chopper third base side, and it works foul, 1-1. Acuna with a solo shot last night awaiting on deck. He's got a base hit tonight. Foscue scoring a run in last night's ballgame in the first inning. He did it again tonight with a sac fly in the first. That was Jonathan Ornelas who led off the ball game with a base hit. And then a Blaine Krim ground ball, 1-1. Inside on Foscue. It's now 2-1. Ground ball off the bat of Blaine Krim to the shortstop, Diaz. He threw wildly to first after trying to dig it out of his glove. And it could have been two. Instead, just elected to throw to first, and the throw was way offline. And so it put Frisco with runners at the corners. Count is 2-1 on Foscue. The pitch home. Hard grounder back to Kahn on the mound. Gloves it, throws to first, and there's two gone. Two up, two down on six pitches as the Rough Riders have had just two hits since the third inning of work. They went 1-2-3 in the seventh and have the first two sat down to begin the eighth. Here's the shortstop, Luis Angel Acuna, as we mentioned, 1-for-3. First pitch to him. Missing off the plate at 90 miles an hour, 1-0. Other at-bats tonight for the shortstop, Acuna. He flew out to left field in the first and is shot to center to begin the sixth inning. 1-0. That falls into the zone at 89. Breaking ball makes it 1-1. Acuna's second double-A homer coming last night, and the Riders needed it. 1-1. Tapper fouled at the plate as Acuna loaded up in a heavy swing. He just got the top of the baseball, and it's now 1-2. At the time was a 4-3 Rough Riders tight lead, and you could tell that the Hooks had some momentum with three home runs and in a one-run ball game. Again, three solo homers in a game. You'd feel much better with a two-run lead, and that's what Acuna gave them in the top of the eighth inning with a solo shot. The 1-2. Lined in a right field. That falls for a base hit. Acuna coming up with a two-out single to give the eighth inning life. And Trevor Hover an opportunity to come to the plate. Second into the ball game for Acuna. The left fielder Hover with a 1-for-3 night. He stands in now from the left side. Kahn with a 253 earned run average, already two outs for him in the eighth. And a throw back to first, Acuna to first, sliding, and he's in there. Well, that was tight. Really close on a quick move from Kahn. Righty-lefty in the first pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Hover's base hit in the first, in the second inning in his first at-bat. Came on the sixth pitch of the AB. Josh Stowers followed it up with a two-run homer. Making his double-A debut with the Riders. 0-1. Breaking ball that misses low and off the plate. One ball, one strike. Rupenthal finished with three strikeouts, no walks, no runs, one hit in an inning and a third. Turning it over for Kahn. 2018 draftee by the Astros in the 19th round. 1-1. There's a taken strike, and it's now 1-2. Kahn with two different teams this year. The 1-2. High and outside. Two balls, two strikes. He was with Sugarland to begin the year, and now with Corpus Christi, this is his 29th game with the Hooks. 5-2 record. Throw to first as Acuna was way off the bag, but gets back in time. Boy, there have been some tight moves to first, and it looks like Kahn has already spun his feet, and the ball is leaving his fingers by the time that it registers with Acuna, and he's flopping back to the bag. It's been that close. The 2-2. Hard liner right to the second baseman, Whitcomb, who is playing deep into right field and makes a catch. A couple well-hit baseballs, but a two-out single from Acuna is left stranded. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Rough Riders have to try to keep it a one-run deficit as they trail it 5-4. Back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, you need
week. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big in Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton, the right-hander, out of the mound for Frisco as they trail it 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you from Whataburger Field. Frisco got the series opener win last night, 5-3, and they led tonight's game 4-0. Felt like Frisco was coasting through four. Jack Leiter with four scoreless innings. He came out for the fifth, walked and hit a batter, and then things really started to fall apart. Five runs later, Corpus Christi hasn't looked back. They hold the same lead. First pitch from Slayton. Pours in a fastball at 94, and it's 0-1. 7-8-9, beginning with C.J. Stubbs, the left fielder tonight. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a fielder's choice. Justin Slayton ready from the right, the 0-1. High, missing outside a bit, 1-1. Slayton in game number 20, native of Longview, Texas, taken by the Rangers in 2019 in round 3. 1-1 from Slayton, the pitch. There's the fastball, but misses it low. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Slayton faced Corpus Christi twice back in the third week of May at Riders Field. 2-1 pitch. Back to the net. It's now 2-2. Slayton on May 18th in his first appearance, he was given the loss with an earned run on 2 hits, recording 2 outs. He picked up a strikeout but wasn't able to go that full inning. 2-2 from him, and the pitch on its way. Low for 3. Smothered by Capers behind the plate. And then Slayton on May 22nd against the Hooks, 3 2/3, much cleaner. 7 strikeouts, 1 walk on 3 hits. And what was arguably his best appearance of the year. 3-2, high for 4. And a leadoff walk to C.J. Stubbs. Edwin Diaz, the shortstop, is next. Those two ball games, the only outings that Slayton has faced off against Corpus Christi. Mentioned that the Hooks and Riders have played 2 series already this year. They had Stars and Stripes weekend. That was to end the month of June and begin July. Righty, righty, the first pitch. Diaz shows bunt and skipped it foul off the bottom of his barrel, trying to pull it back. 93 from Slayton. It just found the bat. 0-1. Ready, ready matchup to Diaz, the shortstop, who walked back in the fifth inning. The 0-1. High drive out to left field. Shallow, though. Hover the left fielder over, and he makes the catch. Stubbs goes back to first, and there's a long first out for Slayton and the Riders in the 8th. First ball that Diaz has put in play tonight.
Ross Adolph.
The 2-strikeout victim. Now the designated hitter, Ross Adolph, 2 up. Righty-lefty matchup to the DH. Slayton's first pitch home. Upstairs and outside, 1-0. We mentioned the Amarillo-Midland ball game. That one went final. 3-2, the Sod Poodles were able to hang on. They've taken the first two against Midland. 1-0 pitch, runner goes, misses for a ball. The throw down from Capers to Acuna is not in time. Stubbs able to get down to second base on the swipe back. And the count's now 2-0 to Adolph. Other ball games in the Texas League is Arkansas in the top of the ninth over Springfield 7-6. That one's on the road. Slayton on Adolph, 2-0. The pitch home. Off the plate. Three balls, no strikes. Tulsa and Wichita are tied at four runs apiece. And then San Antonio and Northwest Arkansas, the Missions lead it 16-7. The 3-0 finds a zone, and it's now 3-1 as Slayton threw himself out of his cap, fell off on the 3-0 pitch home. Certainly balmy conditions and really humid. The 3-1. Low and inside, he lost on ball four. That one missing below the knees to Adolph. And now two walks of the three batters faced by Slayton in the eighth inning. Top of the order due up now, and the catcher is Cesar Salazar. And the Riders flirting with fire in the bottom of the eighth. They trail it 5-4, but you're in a tough spot. If you let it get any further, you've got the top of the ninth guaranteed to you. That's it. Rough Riders tonight got four from Jack Leiter. Ty Tiedemann giving up three on four hits. And then clean innings from Grant Wolfram and Kevin Gowdy. But the offense, it's what we saw in the San Antonio series. They scored early, but needing them down the stretch, they weren't able to come up with runs.
It's been a culmination of that in the bullpen allowing some runs late. So the offense and bullpen not necessarily able to link up together. As you mentioned, that's what really plagued them in that San Antonio series. This would be huge to get out of this jam and just hand it back to the offense. A good opportunity at the bottom of the order to do up a productive hitters at the bottom of the Riders' order.
Rough Riders got a big double play in the seventh. Slayton's first pitch. Salazar turns away high and in, 1-0. Top of the order, and the catcher with a base hit back in the first, but that's the only action he's been able to generate. He was hit by a pitch, so hard to control that. The 1-0. Hard grounder foul, first base side. That one will be have to be tended to as it kicks out into right field and a long run for Jax Biggers. One ball, one strike. A lineout for Salazar in the third and the sixth inning. Back in the third, it was blistered to Hover in left field. He ran it down. And then Biggers, the second baseman to begin the sixth inning, was able to make the catch. Righty-lefty to the catcher, Salazar, one ball, one strike. The pitch home. Breaking ball misses high. And it's now 2-1. Justin Slayton, we mentioned, a third rounder in 2019. He began the year as what was headlined as one of the more anticipated starting rotations in the Texas League. The 2-1 pitch. High drive out to right center field. Aparicio going back in front of the track, makes the catch. Runner from second is Stubbs. He tags and gets to third. Adolph at first stays put. There's two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Still nobody in yet. But Stubbs at third base threatening 90 feet away. Long fly out for Salazar as he really got under one. Here's the right fielder, Joe Perez. Cody Bradford, Justin Slayton. At the time, Cole Reagans and Jack Leiter. I mean, those were four really serious names out of the gate for Frisco. All things given from last year. Time called, and was it a pitch clock violation? Chris Presley Murphy bringing the play to a stop. And so Slayton will have to start the at-bat to Perez, 1-0. Runners on each end of them at the corners with two gone. And the first pitch. Fastball runs in, finds a zone, and it's 1-1. Zach Kent in that rotation as well as he was starting the year in a starting spot. So Frisco and the Riders generated some buzz in the Rangers system with young pitching talent. Slayton was a part of that. 1-1 pitch. lifted foul. First base side and a long exit route makes it 1-2. Slayton in 2021 was able to rack up 110 strikeouts and 82 and a third on high A hitters. And so that had folks really excited about him this year, but it's just been a really tough year. The 1-2 runner goes, swing and a miss, strike three. A big strikeout for Slayton and the Riders. Despite two walks to begin the eighth, no runs coming of it. And Frisco going to the ninth, trailing 5-4. They need a run to tie, two to take the lead. We'll pass it back to Zach Bigley for the ninth inning from Whataburger Field next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
From Whataburger Field, we go into the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders trailing 5-4 to Corpus Christi. And Josh Stower starts it off. First pitch. Just misses low. One ball, no strikes. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders had a 4-0 lead after three innings. Here's the stretch. 1-0. Top of the zone, a called strike, 1-1. Sack fly from Justin Foscue in the first inning. Two-run home run by this man, Josh Stowers, in the second. And a solo blast by Blaine Krim in the third. The pitch is hit on the ground softly out to second base. A long run for Whitcomb. Pick, sling sidearm onto first and gets Stowers by half a step. Nice play by Shea Whitcomb. Ends the bid for a perfect night for Josh Stowers as he finishes 3-for-4. Unless we have bonus baseball tonight. Miguel Aparicio stands in now. It's 5-4 Rough Riders trail. The five runs for the Hooks came across all in the bottom of the fifth inning in a five-run frame. Five runs on four hits. Three Rough Riders walks, and now Miguel Aparicio takes too much time to get in the box, and he's called for a pitch clock violation. So it's 0-1. 0-for-3 day tonight for the Riders right fielder. First pitch, a rip and a miss, and it's 0-1. Actually 0-2 now after the pitch clock violation. One out, bases clear. The Rough Riders with this bottom third of the order due up here in the ninth. Trying to put together a run to tie it. The pitch. Misses down low of the zone, and the count goes to 1-2. Those runs coming across in an RBI ground out for Corpus Christi. Two bases loaded walks and two RBI singles. 1-2 toss. Just a hair inside. Two balls, two strikes. Caught out for his second inning of work. He allowed a base hit to Luis Angel Acuna in the eighth. The only base runner the Rough Riders have had. 2-2. Off the end of the bat, foul left side, and that's still two ball, two strike count. Only base runner the Rough Riders have had off of Khan, that is. The Rough Riders have not had a runner to second since the sixth inning and haven't had a runner to third since the Blaine Krim homer in the third inning. The pitch, a swing and a miss, got him down low and inside for strike three in the dirt. Cesar Salazar applies the tag, and there are two down on the first strikeout by Devin Kahn. Scott Capers takes his turn now. He's the final hope for the Rough Riders tonight. Second game of this six-game series on a Wednesday night in front of a crowd of 2,136. First pitch to the Riders catcher. Fouled back, and it's 0-1. Tough night for him. He's 0-3. He was 3 for his first 18, playing in his sixth game with the Rough Riders. Tough man to face in the right-handed sidearm slinging Devin Kahn as a right-handed batter. Riders trailing 5-4, top of the ninth inning, two outs, bases clear. 0-1. Ground ball foul back behind home. Corpus is one strike away. Rough Riders 4 runs on 8 hits. Corpus 5 runs on 9 hits. They've committed 3 errors tonight as well. Kahn toes the rubber. He's ready to go from the stretch. And the 0-2. High off the outside corner. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Rough Riders will send Cody Bradford to the hill tomorrow against Tyler Brown for Corpus. 1-2 toss. Off the outside corner and low in the dirt, 2-2. That game tomorrow at 6:35. That'll be our final 6:35 game of the series. And after that, we'll go 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 5 o'clock with the 0-5s tacked onto them. Finish out the series. 2-2. Just low and outside, 3-2. Devin Kahn thought he just ended the ball game. 3-2, two outs, bases clear. Riders trailing by a run in the ninth. Kahn ready from the stretch. Payoff pitch. Hard liner down the left field line. That's in there and rolling towards the corner. Stubbs cuts it off. Capers stops it first. Though no doubles defense playing deep in the outfield. Scott Capers keeps it going with a single down the left field line, and the Rough Riders are not going down quietly. Back up to the top of the order. Here's Jonathan Ornelas. Ornelas with a great opportunity to keep this ball game going. Capers has been removed, and here comes Kellen Strom on to pinch run as the tying run. So getting more speed on at first base. Strom at first, Ornelas at the plate. 1-for-4 tonight, a single coming back in the first inning on the second pitch of the ball game. Riders trailing 5-4 here in the ninth. First pitch is low and away, and it's 1 ball, no strikes.
First base, number 14, Kellen Strom.
Capers with the right-on-right single, and now Ornelas trying to do the same. 1-0. Off the outside corner and misses. 2 balls, no strikes. Kahn's pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. 2-1. Rough Riders have now tied the Hooks total with 9 hits. Strom takes his lead from first. 2-1. Breaking ball tapped on the ground to third. Tough play for Kessinger. He's got it, slings it on to second and gets Strom, and that's the ball game. Riders fall to the Hooks. 5-4 in the second game of the 6-game set. And it's a 5-run fifth inning that propels Corpus Christi to victory tonight. We'll be back at it again tomorrow at 6:35, but stick with us for post-game coverage with Chris Jarrett. Riders fall 5-4. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
This one's over. Frisco falls on Wednesday night, 5-4, the final score. Chris Jarrett back with you on the Riders Baseball Network. It's a tough one. Three errors for Corpus Christi, and the Riders led 4-0, but the Hooks, with what was kind of just handed over, five runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Corpus Christi, with all of those runs coming in that fifth, again, four of those five came with two outs in the frame, though, and just a tough outing because the Riders started hot offensively, one in the first, two in the second, one in the third, but no runs to show for it after that. Still some good things, though, to take away from the box score, especially offensively. Josh Stowers leads the way as he goes 3-for-4 with two runs driven in. Blaine Krim swats a home run. Justin Foscue had a sacrifice fly, so he's got two in this series, two runs driven in, that is. And Josh Stowers with a two-run shot. It felt like a lot of momentum for Frisco and an offense for Corpus Christi that had three solo home runs last night, weren't able to do anything else with that, especially down the stretch. The Frisco bullpen was strong. But tonight, it was, unfortunately, five allowed between Leiter and Tiedemann. Now, Jack went through four scoreless innings, but he came out for the fifth. He hit a batter and walked his second man of the night. That would end his ball game. So before that, he had four hits, but no runs, one walk, and seven strikeouts in four innings of work. But, of course, the box score not going to show that. Ty Tiedemann with three earned on four hits, two walks, no Ks. Impressed by the guys down the stretch of Grant Wolfram, Kevin Gowdy, Justin Slayton, as they all combined for the final three innings. They produced three strikeouts. Slayton walked two batters, but no runs between Wolfram, Gowdy, and Slayton. So you saw some good things tonight, but unfortunately for Frisco, a ball game that they weren't able to nail down and pick up a win. The Riders finishing 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. That's another thing. Josh Stowers is being stranded at second, one of the very few times that Frisco tonight had runners left in scoring position. We'll step aside on the Riders post-game show, come back and take a look around the Texas League and our starting pitching matchup for tomorrow's Thursday night ball game. The series all tied up at one game apiece. Stepping aside and coming back to close the curtain on tonight's broadcast on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back one final time to take a look around the Texas League and preview tomorrow's starting pitching matchup. And tomorrow night's ball game, a 6:35 start time. The final 6:35 start time of the series. Here on out, we go at 7:05 on Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday's ball game with a 5:05 start time. The Rough Riders will be burning the midnight oil on a Sunday trip back north to get to the DFW area, an off day Monday, and then Frisco with Wichita to answer to in a six-game series, but that's next week. The left-hander Cody Bradford getting the go tomorrow night. Bradford 8-6 this year with a 5.62 earned run average, and he'll go up against the right-hander Tyler Brown, who's had a tough go at it this season in the Astros system. He's 1-8 with a 9.48 ERA in his time with the Hooks. Some finals around the Texas League. Amarillo was able to top Midland tonight. Unfortunately, Frisco couldn't parallel it with a win, but they don't lose any ground in the South standing, so still two games out of first as Midland sliding to 56-54 on the season, and in the second half sitting at 25-16 with the loss. Arkansas went over Springfield tonight. They topped the Cardinals 7-6. Springfield was trailing that one 7-2 when they scored four in the eighth inning, but it wasn't enough to come all the way back. Arkansas with four home runs tonight by the Travelers, and none for Springfield at home. Tulsa and Wichita still going. It's 5-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning, and the wind surge out in front of Tulsa by just a narrow margin. The Drillers are being outscored 5-4, but out-hitting Wichita currently 7-4. San Antonio still way out over Northwest Arkansas. This one's only in the bottom of the sixth inning at Arvis Ballpark. It's 16-7. 21 combined hits, 4 combined errors, and a bang-up ball game between the Missions and the Naturals on this Wednesday night. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast as Frisco again falling 5-4 to even up the series, but some good takeaways tonight. Blaine Krim with a solo shot, and Josh Stowers with the two-run homer as well, but 5 runs for Corpus Christi, too much for the Riders to handle in the bottom of the fifth inning. Both teams with 9 hits, but the Hooks over the Riders on Wednesday night, 5-4, our final. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett, signing off from Corpus Christi, Texas. Have a great rest of your Wednesday night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night from Whataburger Field.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.